Welcome to News Video Clip. Well, today, President Trump ended up flying back to the U.S. from China, where he got no deals. He came back with nothing. Total failure, total disaster. President Xi in China dog walked him, humiliated him, as expected. So on the trip back, Trump took some questions, and he actually claimed that he had total military victory over Iran.
Repeating the bombing, you did it for 38 days.
No, we did,
and you did not get the political changes in Iran.
No, I had a total military victory.
But the fake news, guys like you, right, incorrectly. You're a fake guy, and guys like you write about it incorrectly. We had a total military victory. We knocked out their entire Navy. We knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out all of their anti-aircraft.
Okay, so he just goes on and on about this total military victory. If that's true, Trump, why are we still at war with Iran in the 11th week of this debacle? 11 weeks. And I'm not the only one asking this question. Trump went on Fox News, and Brett Baer basically asked him the same question I just did. Why are we still in Iraq if we've got such a great victory? Let's take a look at this.
It was so obliterated. The term I used was obliterated. The fake news said, oh, maybe somebody can get it. They actually said if they wanted to get it, they couldn't. So that's not good enough for me. I want to get it.
So why are we where we are? Did you underestimate the pain tolerance that Iran has?
I didn't underestimate anything. We hit them unbelievably hard. Look, we left their bridges. We left their electricity capacity. We can knock that all out in 2 days. 2 days, everything.
Oh, so let me make sure I understand this correctly. I want to make sure I'm not misquoting Trump. He said he could knock out Iran in 2 days. 2 days. He said it twice. Then why has the war been going on for 11 weeks? Is it because both of his sons are invested in drone companies that have multi-million dollar contracts with the U.S. government during this war, and they're getting rich? Is that why we're still in Iran? Is that why the war is still going on? I don't know. Now, Trump, let's go back to the plane now. Trump took some other questions, and this question was about in the very beginning of the war when a U.S. missile hit an Iranian girls' school and killed between 170 and 180 civilians, most of them girls between the ages of 7 and 12. So he was asked about this, and this happened in February, and he's saying it's still under investigation. Let's listen to this bullshit lie.
Admiral Cooper of CENTCOM was asked yesterday about the strike on the girls' school on the first day of the war.
Oh, it's under investigation. You're talking about the original gun.
It was the only case of investigation at the moment into civilian casualties.
No, I think we have a couple of things under investigation. But that is under investigation.
Are you able to confirm yet that it was a U.S. missile?
Who are you with?
BBC for the radio.
Fake BBC. You mean the ones that put AI in my mouth?
Okay, so obviously Trump there, he's cornered with the facts, and all he's got is, oh, you're with the fake BBC. He's completely avoiding the question. He doesn't give a damn that these Iranian girls were murdered by his bombing. In fact, we know it's his bombing. This was confirmed a long time ago. The fact The Guardian was probably one of the first news sources to report it. They said it was the first warning of Operation Epic Fury when American forces struck the primary school in southern Iran, hitting the building at least two times during a morning session. American forces killed between 175 and 180 people, most of them girls between the ages of 7 and 12. And the BBC News reported in April that the U.S. military investigators believed American forces were likely responsible for hitting the school. So when Trump sits there and plays dumb and acts like he has no idea who actually bombed the school, and when he gets cornered by a good reporter, all he's got is just crying, fake news, fake news. What a spineless wimp. All righty. Speaking of spineless and the Trump administration, there is a hantavirus infection. 41 people, Americans, who were on a cruise ship are now in quarantined, and they're probably going to have to stay there for about 40 days. So who does Trump pull to handle the hantavirus possible spread? Oh, look, it's a right-wing urologist who does penile implants. Here's the guy. His name is Dr. Brian Christine, and he has little public health experience. And by the way, he's not a doctor who handles communicable diseases. He specializes in penile implants. What the hell is he doing in this position? Glad you asked. It says, this article about him says that he said the COVID pandemic led to a wider government plot to control people. And he compared the Biden administration to Nazi Germany. And he suggested the COVID vaccine had little effect in stopping the pandemic. So basically, he's a right-wing conspiracy theorist, and he knows nothing about disease. He's not a communicable disease specialist, so he's obviously the worst choice for this position. But because he's a right-wing conspiracy theorist, he got tapped by Trump, because that's how Trump chooses his stooges. Alrighty. And finally, we have Kevin O'Leary. And he's been on that show. He's one of the billionaires on a show called Shark Tank, where people come on the show and they pitch their ideas, hoping to get him or other people to invest in those ideas. So Kevin O'Leary is investing in a data center in Utah. And that data center is going to suck up a lot of local water, a lot of local power, and drive the prices up. Because we've seen this before over and over when these data centers get built. So there's two girls in Utah, two young women, who are protesting this. And Kevin O'Leary, who's Canadian, he's not American, he went on Fox Business to accuse these two American girls of working for the Chinese government.
Elevate Strategies, also a cell operating inside of Utah. Gabby Finlayson. Gabby, what are you doing? And why? Who's paying you?
Well, hi, hello. It's me, Gabby Finlayson. What am I doing? Apparently, we've reached the part of the Stratos data center journey where Kevin O'Leary goes on national Fox News to accuse us of being cells for the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, who would want us to stop building our electrical grid? Which adversary would want that? There's only one. It's China. So what I think is happening, and I got my guys to go a deep dig into the IP addresses, and here's what we found out. This is fascinating. We found two cells inside of Utah. Elevate Strategies. Gabby Finlayson. Gabby, what are you doing? And who's paying you? So what I'm doing right now is, after getting this data, I'm calling out Gabby, operating in Utah.
So, hi, Kevin. We are Elevate Strategies. This is Utah. You might not know it because you're from Canada. This is where we live. Before we get into anything too serious, this is the very scary, very intimidating man that is threatening us. We are not taking the criticism of anyone who is wearing flip-flops and a suit on national television. You know, it's not every day you get called out by first and last name on Fox News by a Canadian billionaire trying to ruin my state, but here we are. Kevin, are you okay? But after sitting with this for a moment, we decided to take it as a compliment because, first of all, how are these men scared of us? Have you met us? Hi. What are we talking about?
I want a forensic auditor who's funding their platforms. Who is it? So these are proxies for the Chinese government's my argument. And if they're not, because I want them to be able to defend their name to Gabby, come out wherever you are.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead. Mr. Wonderful's Nancy Drew little detective agency. Have at it, brother, because if we were Chinese operatives, we would be the worst operatives in the entire world. Someone alert Beijing that the payment portal to Jackie and I's Amex bills is somehow broken. As a reminder, we run Democratic campaigns in the state of Utah. If we were in this to be making money, we would be doing literally anything else.
So I love these girls. Gabby and Jackie just absolutely humiliating billionaire Kevin O'Leary, absolutely taking him apart. And Gabby and Jackie, I think you should sue Kevin for defamation. I think you should sue him for slander. He's a billionaire. Get as much money out of him as you possibly can. In fact, he just handed you a blank check. I'm sure you can find a lawyer who will work on contingency to sue Kevin O'Leary. Now, here's my message for Kevin O'Leary. Come out wherever you are, Kevin. Come on this show. We'll do a live stream. No editing. I will debate you on this topic. And I will absolutely destroy your argument. The idea that the only people who could possibly oppose data centers would be Chinese operatives. The people who oppose data centers are the ones who don't want those data centers sucking up all the power and sucking up all the water in their local communities, pushing the prices up and up. Those people have every single right to speak out against your business. Maybe you don't understand what free speech is. Maybe you don't know what the First Amendment is in Canada, Kevin. But here in the United States, we have something called free speech. And yes, people will actually oppose your data center, and they don't have to be paid off. They do it because they're doing the right thing. They have something called morals and ethics. And again, if you want to, come on this show. I will debate you anytime. We'll do a live stream, no edits. All righty, that's all we have for this show. We do have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, who don't even cover real news like this, those guys never back up their claims. We back up everything. The links are right below this video. All righty. Please like us and subscribe, or you can hate us and subscribe. But please subscribe, and we'll see you later with more stories.